escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, it was a few bad days. Three of them. Up in New York, it's actually been 10 of them in a row. At Citi Field against the Mets. Welcome back. Midday show. Sports talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, including, well, you can't count on the Phillies losing at Citi Field, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday and Paramount Plus on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started.
That was cold,
today.
Man. That was cold.
What was?
You can count on the Phillies to lose it. City Field.
I mean, can you? Ten in
well,
a row?
That, but I don't need that today.
Okay. Well,
do you hear the music I'm playing, man? I'm going through it back here.
Do you need to go tonight to Boo to get it out of your system? I think you need to get your...
I think I do.
I think you need to just get it out with the full-throated Boo at Citizens Bank Park tonight. All right, before we go any further, I need everyone out there, especially everyone out there blaming me for the losses of the last 3 days, to plant your flag, all right? So on Monday, I said, probably the timing wasn't great, but whatever. I said the Phillies are a lock to win the NL East. This thing is over. And I will say today, the it's over part probably isn't accurate because they're only up four now and there's plenty of baseball left. They have a four-game series left. I still, though, believe the Phillies will win the National League East. So my flag hasn't changed. I just probably planted it a tad too early, but the flag's still planted. Phillies, I still believe, will win this division. They are nine better than the Mets when each team is playing everyone but each other. I believe they'll win this division. Hugh Douglas, it is now August 28th. The Phillies own a four-game lead. They have four left to play against the New York Mets. Those games are here early next month. Hugh, who wins the division?
I still think the Phillies win the division. You just don't want to see the Mets in the playoffs. And I think that's what the Mets are counting on.
Kyle,
they just got to get in.
Who wins the NL East?
Not now, man.
Okay.
I didn't mean to laugh.
Well, I want to say the Phillies. I'll say the Phillies. I don't care.
You care.
They've broken him. I mean, they've broken this guy.
He cares.
He's broken.
He cares. He just don't, you know, he doesn't want to live that drunk uncle truth. I think they still win. I believe that they'll still win. My biggest concern is the playoffs.
Like, if that's what I mean. Like, whatever. We're going to have to catch the Mets in a playoff series,
well,
probably.
Right. We know. We say whatever. If they blow this division fully, it's one of the biggest collapses ever. You think this team is going to blow that lead and then just wake up and get on a run in the playoffs? I mean, let's be real. If they blow it, which I do not believe they will, I still think they're going to win the division, they might be dead team walking into October. Like they're going. I don't just think they're going to walk in October after blowing the division and wake up. They're screwed if they blow this division. So they need to win the division. They need to figure it out. All right. So, you know, Hugh, I made the declaration on Monday that this is over. They're going to win the division.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I made a similar one last year about the Braves and Phillies in the division in June. That turned out fine. The Phillies won the division.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sal Licata, he hosts Middays up in New York, our sister station, WFAN.
Hey, we talked to Sal before.
We have had Sal on before. He had a similar moment like this a few years ago. This was when the Braves came back on the Mets. Now, Sal's a Mets fan. And when the Mets blew a 10-game lead, Sal had called that division over, and the people let him hear it. So it sounded like yesterday he was offering me a little advice on the whole situation.
Luckily, the Mets have won these two games in a row here, and now all of a sudden it's getting tight in Philadelphia. Matter of fact, they have one of their hosts on IP, went on this rant, you know, kind of like he's stealing my material. Joe Giglio, you're stealing my material. I did this years ago. And by the way, I didn't do it as material. I did it because I really thought the Mets were going to win the division in 2022. And then because of the publicity that that got after the Mets, of course, famously blew the division, now other guys want to go out there. You know, Marash does the same thing. The division is over. Evan's been having fun with that. Now Giglio goes out there on WIP and says that the division is over. The Phillies are going to win it. All of a sudden, Joe's going to feel the wrath of his Philly fans if things start going the wrong way. And we talk about if the Phillies sweep the Mets, they're going to be up 10. Well, no. Phillies can't sweep the Mets. They can't even win the series. They better make sure they get tonight. Otherwise, it's going to be a big problem.
Well, there is a big problem. So a couple things. I expected him to have some fun with me with it. Well, that's fine. We could have fun with it.
Sal bald, too, though, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's bald on bald midday host crime.
Sal is
like, we're in the same boat here, Sal.
But wait a minute. I'm looking at Sal pictures. Like, Sal is, like, bald, bald. Like, at least you have some, like, prickly hair up there. Like, Sal is bald, bald. Yeah.
Like, waxed bald?
Like, yeah, like, he's bald, bald.
Yeah, their midday show in New York's a little shinier than ours.
Yeah, like, he had never had hair. He looks like, have you ever played The Hitman, the game?
He had to have hair at some point.
Agent 7, was it Agent 9 or whatever it was?
Did he have to?
Nah, he looked like he was.
I'm guessing a young Sal Licata had some.
Look, you guys would know.
I had hair,
Sal don't look like he ever had hair.
Listen.
Like, I'm not, and Sal, if you listen, I'm not taking shots. I'm just, it just looked like at no time in life, like, I can look at your, like, you've had hair at one point. Sal looked like he's never had hair.
Yeah, I mean, I still would have it in the back. Minute, I just came on home.
Brandon Tierney's,
That's the show.
He's bald, too?
If you host a midday in Odyssey,
that's a
you are bald. You have to be bald. They don't let you in.
No, I talked to Brandon a couple years ago. He got mad at me because I kept calling him Brian.
Well,
I apologize, but I don't think he really too much liked that.
Well, if someone called you the wrong name over and over, would you feel good about it?
But I didn't know he was bald either.
Yeah. But they
They're bald.
The bottom
bald.
Line is, I get it, and I will. I'm already feeling the wrath, so I feel it. Wrist. I know we got it.
No, I mean, I've never seen nobody that bald before.
All right. Bottom line is this: I still think the Phillies are going to win the division.
Damn.
I need to know if I need to know if people are out on this. I mean, you're really onto the bald thing.
No, I'm like, dog.
Well, maybe they just caught the
bald.
Maybe
bald.
They just did the picture on the day he shaved. Clean shave.
No, I'm just looking like I'm looking at all like, dude. I don't think he ever had hair, dog.
Obviously, he did. I mean, he's
Dr. Evil type deal.
Should I put up a poll? Do you believe Sal Licata ever had hair?
I don't think he ever had
hair.
If you
do, you got to tag him in. Yeah. All right. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Tyler in Delaware is pissed. What's up, Tyler?
Man, you got me just in the middle of eating.
Well, it is lunchtime, so.
Man, hey, Joe. Hey, Hill.
Hey, what's Tyler.
Up, man?
All right. So, I told Kyle that I'm a little ticked off. I just wanted a little bit of time to vent because in the span of a week, we've had their best series and honestly their worst series of the entire season. So my feeling is that when you look at, like, and I'm just going to be completely transparent here, they're up four games with, what, 27 to play?
29. We each have 29 games. And so there's four against each other, so 25 they each have not against each other, and then the four head-to-head.
Okay. So all four of those are here. And we'll see how that goes. But I am very, honestly, and I hate to use this word, but I am honestly scared that if the Mets and Hugh, you know I'm as passionate as they come, but I'm being a realist right now. The Mets are to us what we were to the Braves a few years ago, which is we cannot win in their building. So if we have to face the Mets in the wild card round and all three games are at Citizens Bank Park, I'm fine. But if the roles are reversed and it's the Mets hosting us for three games, we're done. Same thing in the division series. If we split and we play the Mets again in the division series, and you have to tell me that the Phillies have to win at least one up there, there's nothing on this Phillies team right now that inspires confidence in me as a fan and as a watcher that says I am confident that they can get the job done. We were so close, and again, I'd feel differently if the Phillies won on Tuesday. Bader's home run seemed like a turning point.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like, okay, if you win one game, we are up six games in the division instead of up four. But you're just giving a team not just life, but you're allowing them to live rent-free in the team's head, the manager's head, the fan base head. It doesn't matter whoever is out there. I agreed wholeheartedly. PK, I heard him last night say he was upset at Harrison Bader for smiling at Francisco Lindor after he threw him out, even though they were teammates last year. You are on the other side of the rivalry now. As a kid, I remember how much I disliked the Mets back in 2006, 2007. Where's the Jose Reyes, Jimmy Rollins fire where one team does not want the other team to succeed and wants to win?
Yeah, that last night, I can't do it either. I got Soto laughing in the dugout at that, his former Nationals teammates. They're going back and forth. And then what you said, the Bader thing. I know Bader was a Met last year, but I just want someone over there to show me they hate the Mets. I mean, enough. Enough kidding around. Like, we're getting our ass kicked, and we're laughing about it with them. Tyler, it's annoying. I agree with TK. I agree with you.
No, Hugh, Joe, I don't want to be that fan that goes after a fan base and goes crazy. But I'm just saying, as the leaders of this Phillies team, regardless of what they're being paid, we want to know that those guys who are going out there and playing for the city have the same type of mental fortitude.
And it's hard to believe it right now.
Yeah, Tyler, it's Eagles every year.
I know. It's hard to believe it. And it feels like they've lost what they had 3 years ago in the playoffs. I don't know if it was Segura. I think it's Hoskins. They miss a lot. They miss the guy that won't let that crap happen. Hoskins wouldn't let that happen. I feel like it would have been different if Reese is here. They're missing that. They're missing that guy that's like, not enough of this. All right, Tyler, what do you got for us? Your guess for Hughes Clues.
All right, Hugh, I don't know if this is up the alley, but it was a guy who was trying to get his girl to sign something because of trying to possibly date her, but potentially Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise was huge in the 90s.
Yeah,
Tyler,
nah.
Good
still,
one.
He's still pretty big. No, no.
Yeah, but it's not like,
he's not like he,
quite
yeah,
the
I got
same.
You, but
yeah.
He's still a mega.
No, he is. See, you're right. All right, 215-592-949 for your phone calls on the other side here. Plus, we'll get your third clue. I think that second clue threw people a little bit off. Saquon Barkley, he joined the afternoon show yesterday. Good question and answer on his expectations for himself next season. And speaking of Eagles Radiothon, we got a pretty big guest coming up on the afternoon show today. We'll tell you about that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, fall's right around the corner, people, and you know what that means. Two things, football and pumpkin spice season. This year, Hatfield is taking their game to a whole new level with the newest game changer, pumpkin spice thick-cut bacon. Warm fall spices with a touch of sweetness. It's bold, it's different, and it's delicious. Pumpkin spice is available for a limited time at your local grocery store. Visit simplyhatfield.com for where to buy Hatfield.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Better care, better port.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Not a happy Midday Show today. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Kyle's distraught back there as we are going through it.
I kind of like this song, though.
It's been a good selection today. Yeah, it's fit the mood of the show. Yeah, it has. Which is down after the Phillies get swept by the New York Mets. Last night was a joke. Five hits, no walks against a kid that's had a few big league starts. All right, 215-592-9494. Don't forget Eagles Radiothon. Hugh, that this only lasts until 5 o'clock today. So
yeah, you gotta make your bids now.
And as Ryan Hammond told us, which he was in with us earlier, the best thing to do if you were like, oh, I'll wait till the afternoon, I'll see where the make your account now so you're ready to go and you get the notifications where the bidding is. EaglesRadiothon.com. You could bid on sit in with us and hang out and see behind the scenes how things go around here. Or we can come to your home or business and do a show. Hugh has offered to cook. Yes. If you are interested in donating something, but you know some of these could obviously be quite expensive. If you have the means, we appreciate it, and the Eagles appreciate it, and bid on something awesome. But if you just want to give something, well, there's a couple ways to do it. You can just text Midday. Let me find the number here. Midday, you could text that, and you could get your way in. But also, Hugh, you can just buy a T-shirt. I mean, it's EaglesRadiothon.com, and there's the T-shirt designed by Cooper DeGene and Reed Blankenship. So there's many ways to donate. By the way, it's text Midday to 53209 to just make a donation. So plenty of ways to get in. All right, before we get back to the phones and the Phillies, We mentioned that, I mean, Radiothon has been so many great guests. We had Jake Elliott on yesterday, and he was great with us, obviously. And today, there's more, I mean, there's great guests. If you missed it, Odyssey apps today and yesterday, great day to go in the Odyssey app. Morning show had Devontae on and Zach Bond and Cooper. And from what I'm hearing, the afternoon show is slated to follow up yesterday's conversation with Saquon Barkley with the conversation with a certain quarterback. It sounds like Jalen Hurts will appear on the afternoon show today. So stay tuned all day on WIP. But yesterday, first time in a while we've heard from Saquon, and it's a great conversation, but I thought his answer was interesting. Ike brought up the idea, narrative, whatever you want to call it, that when running backs get a lot of carries the way Saquon did, the next year it's very difficult to be quite as good again. Here's Saquon's take on that.
Now, how much have you thought about or do you pay attention to the outside noise of he carried the ball as much as he did last year? Guys coming off of great seasons like that, seen to have, take a step back or what have you. Not that I expect you to rush for 2,000 yards again this season, but having a great season and going out and accomplishing some of those individual goals that I'm sure you put out there for yourself. Do you ever worry about being overused coming into the season, or is it just business as usual for you?
Yeah, you know, that narrative is kind of annoying. I've seen it. I think I play the only position in the NFL or in any sports that you're supposed to have a bad year because you had a good year the year prior, which to me, that just doesn't, you know, that doesn't make sense. I come under the belief of why not build off of that year, and a successful year and a great year, you know, as an individual doesn't always need to be a 2,000 yard season. And that's the mindset that we're taking on, you know, as a team also. Like, obviously we won the Super Bowl a year prior, but it doesn't, it might not look the same, and it doesn't have to look the same. The only thing that matters is going out there and winning a football game and putting ourselves in a position to do it again. And I'm taking that same mindset as an individual with my goals. It's not 2,000 yards. It's not break Eric Dickerson's record. That wasn't even my goal last year. It's to go out there and be healthy and perform at a high level and, you know, make plays for my team and lead. So for me, it's, I kind of, that narrative just doesn't make any sense. But I believe that, you know, God got a plan for us all. And my goal is to go out there and push myself to the limit, work hard, put myself in position to go out there and perform at a high level, and let him take care of the rest.
I love that he said that. I love it. I love that he thinks it's annoying. And obviously he's confident that his body is ready to play at a super high level again. Now, he did say there, Hugh, it's not about 2,000 yards or a specific goal, but clearly just hearing him. And then there was the story last week at Sports Illustrated where he spoke about believing he's just entering his prime. I like that his mentality is, yeah, I'm ready to go do it again. What'd you take from that?
You know what's funny? Because this is a conversation that has been being had a lot lately. And I never thought too much about it. But talking to some of my peers and guys about this upcoming season, that was something that they talked about. They basically were saying that what does he have to prove? His why is different this year than it was last year. Now, there's some truth to that. You know, when you talk about what Saquon Barkley was last year coming into this season, there's a lot of doubt. I remember talking to Giants fans before the season started, and all they talked about was, oh, he's going to be injured. He's always injured, all of this other stuff. So I'm pretty sure he heard that same thing, and he wanted to prove everybody wrong. And the fact that we saw on national TV how disrespected he was. So that was his motivating factor then, was the fact that he was being disrespected. Now, I guess you have to wonder what is his motivation. I would say, and I said this when we started training camp, I think that a lot of these guys are chasing greatness. You know, because let's be honest. Saquon Barkley can roll out of bed with this offensive line and probably rush for 1,500 yards.
As long as he stays healthy.
As long as he stays healthy. He going to do that. That is not a big deal. But if he does that, the conversation shifts to, in a small time, for a time frame for him, what, 6 years in NFL, seven, something like that?
He was drafted in 18. This actually will be his eighth year in the league.
Man, we might be talking Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Like, and that is the amazing thing about this, is that we're talking about a running back taking number two overall in the draft that went from being busted strong, but not as good as his draft position, you know, suggested, you know, going to a team like the Giants and having the career that he had at the Giants,
who playing with the Eagles for two seasons, right? And now people are looking at him in a whole different light. Like, that's phenomenal. I think that's what he's probably chasing.
Yeah, and his draft position way back in the day suggested an all-time great player.
Yeah,
right? and
transitional, like once-in-a-lifetime player, generational.
And his first 6 years wasn't that. But
yeah.
if he could do what he did last year again, we're moving back towards that with his career. So, you know, I was listening to him yesterday with the afternoon show. And then the article, if you missed it in Sports Illustrated last week, it's worth a read. It's about him and the running back position and his future. And he talked about how, kind of like what he said to Ike, he doesn't like this idea that you can't do it again. He pointed to Emmitt Smith. He pointed to Terrell Davis. Although it's not often, once in a while, a running back does reel off these kind of seasons for two or three years in a row. I mean, Emmitt Smith had, I think, led the league in touches 4 out of 5 years. I mean, just they gave him the ball over and over and over. Terrell Davis, over and over for 2 years. Saquon might just be like them. I mean, it's not, if he can stay healthy, and I think that's really the biggest thing, I expect him to dominate again behind this offensive line. I'm out of the business of doubting Saquon. I did it last year, and I was like, oh, my God.
When he made the comparison to Emmitt, was he talking about how many carries he had or how efficient he was?
So I think it was the idea of that because you have one good year, you can't follow it up with another special year. And I look at Emmitt, right? Emmitt Smith, now he was a little younger when this started than Saquon is now, but he led the league in carries in 91. He led the league in carries in 94. He led the league in carries in 97. He led the league in rushing in 92, 93, 95. He basically held that level for like 4 or 5 years. And you know the common denominator? That was the best offensive line in the league, the Cowboys then.
Yeah.
And this is it now. I mean, there's a lot of similarities in a weird way between that Cowboys team and this. And Saquon's the best player.
And it all depends on how you look at it because I'm looking at Emmitt's numbers in that heyday. The carries vary, but it was somewhere around 300 carries a season.
And then if you go to the right, and I'm assuming you're on Pro Football Reference,
yeah.
Look at the touches. He led in the black ink, right? He led the league in touches 91, mm-hmm. 92, 94, 95. He led the NFL in touches 4 out of 5 years.
Yeah.
Now, after that, he was never quite the same, but he kept going for four or five years.
He was pretty durable in those times that he did it. And I think that's the thing that we're looking at. Like, am I expecting Saquon to top what he did last year? That might be kind of tough to do, especially when you talk about the backwards hurdle thing that lives in everybody's headspace.
Yeah.
And the way that he just looked and took over games at times. He's still going to be a good running back because there's a couple times that he's had quiet games. Well, it seemed quiet, and he would rush over 100 yards. So I would expect it to be more like that. It's not going to be that much pop and pageantry when it comes to the way he runs this year because we're kind of become accustomed to it, and we're kind of expecting it. And I do feel like this offense is going to evolve a little bit. So it might not be so much Saquon-centric like it was last year.
So I think we all thought that. But then every time Elliott told us about training camp, he said it yesterday, Saquon was the whole offense in training camp. I'm starting to think that they're going to do what works, and he works.
Apparently he looks really good, too. I mean, feels good, so he says. I think we talked about this like earlier in the offseason, and I was sort of the mindset that, you know, there's pretty much no way he's going to be able to repeat what he did last season. It's just not very likely. He and Ike just talked about that yesterday. But, like, man, I don't know if I'm just smitten after hearing him do that interview because he's a very good interview. Mm-hmm. I really interesting guy to hear speak. But, man, sometimes I think I have to take a step back and remind myself of what I saw him do last season.
Yeah,
and
he's a special dude.
I wasn't around for Barry Sanders or like Walter Payton or any of those guys. I've never seen a running back or like player like him in my life.
So,
I dominate the way he did at that level. I'm starting to like talk myself into the fact that maybe it wouldn't be crazy if he went out there and did it again.
All right, so the list that we've spent so much time on, the top 100 list, right? It's still counting down. I think today Penei Sewell was number 13. We all know who hasn't been named yet, right? Saquon. There's a real chance when
top
that list
five.
Is finished, he might be one.
Yeah, he had a special year.
It's based on last year, right? That's mm-hmm. The players were asked to vote for the best players in the league last year. Jalen voted 19 and Lane 20, whatever. Like we went through all the Eagles guys. There's a chance the NFL players looked at him last year and said he's the best player. I mean, maybe Mahomes wins because he's just Mahomes, right? Maybe Lamar wins because
he'll probably be one. I'm thinking in some order, 1, 2, and 3, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, he's somewhere in that.
Yeah.
But, like, he could be one. It wouldn't surprise me if he comes in number one on that list. I can't wait to watch him run this year. 215-592-9494. Let's go to DeMond in Delco. What's up, DeMond?
Hey, yo, good afternoon to y'all, fellas.
What's up, DeMond?
Hey, not much, man. First thing I like to say is, Hugh, I can finally give you credit for one thing.
What'd I do?
Yesterday, you said it. They going to get smashed. You said it wasn't up to your boy Taiwan. You wasn't folding on him, but the match wasn't going to be there.
Yeah, I tried.
Listen to this, bro. Mm-hmm. You hit that on the nose, you. That's the first time you been right, bro.
Hold up, DeMond. Not the first time.
He's right.
I've been right all year.
DeMond is right. It's the first time.
No, I've been right since I've been here.
Wow.
DeMond started listening to me. Now he just ain't heard all the other times.
Let's not embellish.
I heard you, Hugh. I heard you all the rest of the time, bro. I heard you. But listen, I didn't hear your clue. I had something in my mind the whole time, right? I heard everybody saying all these TV shows. Is it a TV show?
You can't ask me to give you some more clues.
Well, maybe we should give a third clue.
Well, okay.
No, give me the second clue.
Give me the second clue.
Okay. This individual made a questionable decision yesterday. He made a questionable move that ran Kyle kind of hot.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I don't know about that. I was thinking Bill Cosby, man, because you said 90s. Well, everybody thinks
he was big. Yeah, he was big in the 90s.
I don't even know if like the decisions were questionable. I think there's pretty solid ruling
on. Yeah, they were.
Yeah, they're not good ones.
Well, you choose wrong as the word. Yeah,
yeah, okay. That's the word. That
not
that
Bill. Yep, not Bill. Oh, go ahead, DeMond.
We need some more cues. But listen, the Phillies is garbage, and I'm glad that our Eagles are back in the flow again. That's the whole thing, man. Get rid of the Phillies. They do this to us all the time. And last year they showed us that in the playoffs, the Mets, I don't know what's going on, but the Mets got their number, man. They got their number. They can't beat them dudes. And I ain't looking forward to them seeing them in the playoffs. I pray we don't see them in the playoffs. Matter of fact, I don't think they're going to make it. And one more thing for y'all, let me go. It was about the major. I heard another caller say about the other players that got to step up, the big boys, the MVPs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to get rid of Schwarber. Didn't somebody say that?
Yes.
Okay, so listen, about the Schwarber thing. I get it, he hasn't showed up against the Mets. But to me, just to me, I don't watch baseball all like that, but I do watch it. I think that he showed up more than Bryce did. Get rid of Bryce to me. That's what I say.
I understand your point on who shows up more. I think they're pretty close when it comes to October. DeMond, a good phone call. Bryce is under contract. The difference is Schwarber's a free agent, and they could, if they wanted to remake the team, they could do it in a different way. So DeMond threw out potentially not making the playoffs. I think we all need a deep breath for a second, okay?
I thought he meant the Mets.
No, I think he meant the Phillies. He wasn't sure the Phillies were going to make the playoffs. So the Phillies are now up 4 in the division, which obviously isn't as good as 7, and it's the race now, and they have to play the Mets 4 more times. But if you look at the Phillies' chances to make the playoffs, right, because that would mean falling out of the wild card altogether, not just losing the division and becoming a wild card team. I mean, they hold a 9-game cushion in the lost column on the Reds for a playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really a question. I mean, it would take a massive losing streak collapse to miss the playoffs. Now, the division, obviously, they're only up 4 now, so that could flip-flop and they become a wild card. But yeah, they're going to be in the playoffs. I mean,
would be crazy.
Yeah, they have like a 99.5% chance to be in the playoffs. The division has gone from like 98% to 75% in a few days here. All right, we got Cowboy Jim up next on WIP. What's up, Jim?
Hugh, Joe, Kyle, come on, let's sing about the Phillies. I will remember you. Oh, way to jinx the Phillies, Joe. Will you remember me? No baseball next year because of the strike. Don't let your life pass you by. A lot of blow talk there, Charger Aaron. Weep not for the memories. Gotta love Philly fans in distress. Goodbye, losers.
All right, that's enough.
Oh,
Jim.
My gosh, it's awful.
He really workshopped that thing. He wrote the whole thing out. Yeah, blame me for what's going on. All right, let's talk to Julio in Wilmington. What's up, Julio?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's up?
Quick shout out to the guys at Kiss 4 Company, Claremont, Delaware. I just want to give them a shout out because they're listening. Joe.
Mm. Julio.
Oh, my God, man.
My fault?
Dude, you are the worst, man. I'm sorry. You are the worst because you keep giving these Philly fans this false hope every time you bring up this damn record, and you don't understand that the record doesn't matter. It does not matter. Do you think while we were getting our butts kicked last night and all week, against the Mets, that we were thinking about some record What do you think the Philly fans were thinking when we were losing like that?
Well, I'm thinking the same thing I was. This sucks. It's awful, and they're playing like crap. I mean, I felt the same thing.
Okay, because you sound like a Dallas Cowboys fan. Like, oh, we're good enough to get in the playoffs. That's not...
Well, no, but Julio...
That's not Philly sports, man.
No, right, but hold on. Our last caller brought up missing the playoffs. I think it's worth noting that that's very unlikely to happen. Now, they could lose the division, clearly, if they keep playing like this and the Mets beat them up when they come here. They're only up four now. I recognize this. But they're going to be in the playoffs, Julio. Like, I'm just responding to what he said.
No, I understand that. But what you have to understand is we're trying to win championships. We're not trying to just get into the playoffs.
Of course. That's the whole point.
It's trash, bro. So how can you keep supporting this record? How can you keep supporting how many games we all barred? Dude, we're not winning anything, and that's the problem. Is that this team is trash? The organization.
Well, they're not trash. They're not trash. They are just.
They are trash, no, I mean, man. They are.
I think we're going far. I mean, the Phillies had decades of trash.
Trash is out of control.
I mean, the last.
I mean, the series was trash.
They played like trash last 3 years. I'll let you finish. But Julio, sometimes perspective. You gotta have it. Like, I'm upset too. The Mets thing is a disaster. I feel like a moron for saying 3 days ago the division was over. But trash, I mean, they're going to be in the playoffs for the fourth year in a row. I know you may think that's loser talk. The Phillies have more losses than anyone in the history of baseball. They don't make the playoffs 4 years in a row very often.
Okay, and that adds to my point. We're trying to build a culture here where we're trying to win. And if we're settling for playoff appearances, that's not a winning.
Well, but I never said I'm settling for them. You have to make the playoffs to win in the playoffs, right? We got to get in first.
Okay, but based off of last night's performance, do you really think that the Phillies, the way they played last night, and I stress that because last night this series against the Mets was this series. It was the series to make a statement to the MLB, to the division, and to the fans that, yo, we can get up when it's time to get up. We will never say this about the Eagles, ever. We can go into KC, into Baltimore, into Buffalo confident that we could beat them. And now we're scared to see the Mets in the playoffs. We're trying to avoid them now. Like, what kind of winning mentality is that?
Well, it's here, Julio, they're not the Eagles. I mean, I think you hit on it in a different way. They're not on the level of the Eagles. The Eagles are right there. The best or second best organization in the whole NFL right now with the Chiefs, right? Every year they're in it. The Phillies aren't. I wish the Phillies were that, Julio, but they're not. I mean, you know it. I know it. Everyone listening knows it. They're good, but they're not that. I mean, I wish they were.
I just think I say this out of love, man. I think you should stop bringing up this record for the rest of the show, man. They do not deserve it.
What record? Their record? I don't know what record I'm bringing up. Their record?
That's an edict, Joe.
Yeah. The fact that they're, you know, four games up and they're gonna make, you know, they're gonna be top of the division. You got to stop doing that, man. When they come home tonight, they should be booed every time they hit a home run.
Well,
they should be booed if they score because they didn't do it against the Mets, man. They didn't do it when it mattered the most. That's what we judge our teams on. Come on.
Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with you on the boo thing. I'm fine with that tonight. But I think the problem is, Julio, they don't view it the way we do. I don't think they think of last night's game as a big one. I really don't. I mean, you heard the way they
don't
talked
you think
after
that's
the
a
game.
Problem?
I do. I think we agree on that. And I think they, and Julio, good phone call. Hugh, sometimes there's a balance between, hey, it's a long season. We got to keep our heads, right? It's a marathon versus we have to have some urgency. And I think the 2 years in a row, it strikes me as they struggle to balance that.
I don't think they understand what disrespect is. You know, I understand. Like, I know what you're talking about because 162 games—that's a lot of baseball. I get that, and I think that's what Topper's talking about. But I don't think that they realize what disrespect is. And even if that's the case, you need to start looking at certain things that are done as disrespectful. You know, the fact that you were on a hot streak going into New York, and then get cooled off and have the Mets disrespect you the way that they did by celebrating all up in your face. I know that happens a lot in baseball, but to me, it's different when it's a rival, when it's a direct rival, one direct rival that was really before you got to town. And the way that I view that series is this. They were excited to see you because they knew what was about to happen.
Right.
And the unfortunate thing is it feels like you didn't know what was about to happen. You know what I mean? It feels like you felt that it was business as usual. It's really not when it comes to your rival, in my opinion. When it comes to your rival, it's about I'm going to kick their ass because they're our rival, and I hate you because I know how much the fans hate you. You know what I mean? That's one of the first things I learned. I always tell the story about when I got here, and I'm going through the airport, and the first thing that I heard was, as long as you beat Dallas, we're good. Like, that's what I don't think that you get. And again, not harping on it. But the fact that you thought it was a great idea to wear the rivals' colors going into a stadium that you have not had any success in the last couple times you've been there, that to me is tone deaf.
It was totally tone deaf.
And again, no, I get it. You're making your money, you're doing your thing, and you're a very popular player. That to me is tone deaf.
Of all the things that have been done here by Bryce since he got here, I think it was the most tone deaf. I even can understand asking for the contract extension more, even though I didn't want to give him one. I was like, players do that, right? It's the business of the game. The rivalry pack was just a joke.
Here's the thing, man. And this is the thing that I realize when it comes to fans. Fan stands for fanatic, right? So even though it might sound and feel rational to you as a business person, to a fan, they're not looking at it like that.
Read the room.
You know what I'm saying? Just like we just had a man call in and basically read you the riot act about how you should act on the show, yep, on your show. Mm-hmm. I get that. That's how fans feel. It makes no sense, but that's where fans are when it comes to stuff like this.
All right, 215-592-9494. For all your phone calls to the Phillies. Also, if you have beef with me, we'll take those phone calls too. A lot of blame. I haven't looked at the Twitter poll. We got to do that. Am I to blame more or the Phillies to blame for the way they played this week? It was an awful series, but maybe the worst thing to come from the Phillies happened before the game yesterday. You hear that?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app.
Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Next, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I feel like I'm at a grunge concert or something.
Well, Metallica's not grunge. Close
it's
enough.
It's not?
No.
You but go to grunge, feel, do you go feel, to grunge concerts often?
No, I don't, but I feel like this feels kind of mosh pity.
Not this song.
Feels a little bit like it was a mosh pit and it just cooled off a little bit.
Well, it feels like we're down today. That's what it feels like.
I think you're crossing your white people music, man.
Is that what I'm doing?
Well, listen, we try to bring you back behind the curtain a little bit each week. Was last week the pox parties?
Hey, the pox party. Yeah, okay.
I am offended, sir.
I am so sorry, sir. I did not mean to offend.
I'm waiting for you to say you people over there. You
might
guys know.
Might as well at this point.
Yeah, we are right there on the line.
Every single day. The one that talks about your video game friends, and I'm afraid.
My clan.
Stop, please.
It's my clan.
Please stop. All right. Speaking of please stop, I begged the Phillies to please stop pitching Jordan Romano. And it sounded like the other day that we got our wish because they put him on the injury list. Jordan Romano on the injury list with a, what they call it, inflammation in his middle finger.
Yeah.
Which I saw a lot of jokes out there that the fans have inflammation in their middle finger from watch this guy pitch. But
is that what happened the other day when he watched that pitch sail?
I guess so.
Inflammation in my lungs from booing tonight, yes. Dude.
But are we sure Romano's done for the season? Can we hear from him? Because it sounds like he doesn't think he is.
Do you expect to pitch again this year? And then
I do. Yeah. You know, I just need to figure some things out for sure, right? Obviously, the way I was pitching wasn't great at all, right? So I just need to figure it out and hopefully get back to feeling like my old self.
Yeah, Jordan, less is more, man. It's like take the checks that come into your account every 2 weeks, makes $8.5 million this year, write it out and get out of here.
I know y'all gonna get mad at me, but you gotta appreciate the confidence that he has.
I do not.
I was surprised.
Yeah, I don't.
No, but you know what? I was surprised that they sent him down. Well, the injury.
Well, they say he's injured. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was funny. The timing was kind of, you know. But yeah, I think he'll be back. And I said that the other day when we were talking about sending him down.
No, I need you to stop.
No, this is right one of those now. Injuries where, Jordan,
this
you feel better?
Three.
No,
this is strike three, Jordan, for you today, buddy. God,
maybe you're misunderstanding, Jordan. You're hurt for the season.
Do you see what Kyle's doing?
Right up
he's
here.
Added up to,
he's added up to here. To here. Douglas.
Well, how could you tell us he's coming back this year?
I just think he is.
No.
I think out of necessity. Of what this team needs.
They do not need. Stop. Stop trying to tell me they need more, no. More Jordan Romano.
Can I just say this? I, you know how sometimes you watch the games, right?
Yeah.
And when he threw that meatball.
Oh, God.
And it went out of the park and he turned his head and he looked at it and he kind of squinted his eyes a little bit. I said, oh, that's what Joe was talking about. That's the annoying look that he has.
They should have put him on the injured list with whiplash because he's watching the ball fly over his shoulder a million times
like,
this year.
It was like, wee!
Goodness gracious. Guy stinks.
Had it up to here, huh? I'm just saying.
You know what's next?
It was the irony.
I'm going to count to three, Douglas.
I'm going to count to three.
Uh-oh.
Had it up to here with you, Douglas.
Enough.
I've heard that one before.
By the way, I kind of said it earlier, but I didn't fully say it. Jalen Hurts is scheduled to be on the afternoon show today as part of Eagles Radiothon.
Ooh, you know what? You know what I thought about when I heard that?
What's that?
Got two of his biggest haters he going to talk to on the line.
Well, I think they should introduce him as their biggest fans. Jalen, you're on with your two biggest fans right here.
You know what's funny to me? And I haven't talked to him yet, but he's here. I wonder how Ike's going to handle that.
Like a pro.
I mean, I know he's going to. But see, if it was me,
well, you're petty.
I would tell him, like, yo, dog, you sitting here with two of the cats that had the most to say about you. What y'all got to say? I would set it up so that they could, like, if Jalen wanted to, he could have at him.
See, I don't know if Jalen pays enough attention to know specifically.
That's
who's
why
saying
I would
what.
Keep him up. Yeah. I would keep him up to date.
My guess is he doesn't pay enough attention to know who specifically.
But
is,
I would,
is
I
a
would
Jalen guy, not a Jalen guy.
Well, I would say if it was me, and it's not me, but I'll say Jack had a whole lot to say about you, dog. Mm-hmm. And you know, Spike was co-signing.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, super messy.
But you were voted a team guy
super
yesterday.
Messy.
That's not team guy stuff.
Well, because I found my book.
Oh.
I did.
So now you think you're clear for a week or so?
Yeah, I'm clear. You know what I mean? Since I found my book. Yeah, I would throw Jack and Spike under the bus if it was me.
Mm.
But I know that's not how I operate.
Well, maybe he will today. Stay tuned. All right, Alex in Oregon says I'm flip-flopping. I don't like that. Alex, what's up, buddy?
Flip-flopping?
Mm.
Alex? Are you guys there?
We're here,
yeah,
Alex.
Yeah, we're here. What's up? You there?
Hey. Hey, I'm not saying it's flip-flop, and I'm just saying it's entertainment, you know? You're a fan, and you kind of, you show your heart, and but you go so far, you're going to be back on the Phillies in 2 days.
Yeah,
you
know what? That's what he's doing. Yeah, he's going to definitely do that.
Actually, I got a message. Right. I got a message from a friend this morning about the Phillies, and I responded saying, every 3 days, I love this team, and then 3 days later, I hate this team. I felt it the entire season, Alex. I can't help it.
But, Alex, can I ask you a question real quick? Because I'm assuming you're a Phillies fan, right?
Yeah, but I'm mostly Eagles.
Okay, but how is that different than any other Philly fans that watches or listens to the station every day? But I mean, it's the same thing.
The baseball season hits different because it's so many games, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's how I choose to watch it. But to be honest with you, Alex, Joe and Kyle, for that matter, they're like every other Philly fan that call here every day.
But how does that feel? Like you're the voice of reason.
Don't tell him that, Alex.
Alex,
now,
listen. Now
he's going to pocket that one.
Alex, I try to be the voice of reason.
Oh.
But let me tell you what happens every day. Alex, can I talk to you? Can I share something with you every day? This is baseball fans at their finest. This is what it is. And here's the thing that I can help you out with. You just have to accept it. It's a roller coaster ride. It's a roller coaster ride every day. Every 3 days, it's a roller coaster ride. And that's how it is.
That's entertainment, just like the Jack and Joe.
The Jack and Joe?
Jack and Joe, they're entertainment. The back and forth. Basketball coming up on September 9th, the running. To Cameron Fritz.
Oh. I was not there.
There's people that have more bursts out of the block in a marathon than that race.
It was, Alex. Watching it live.
He came out like he heard it. He had diarrhea right off the block.
Oh, wow. That's a tough one. Alex, good phone call.
That was a terrible takeoff. At my age, I probably, I could do better.
I would definitely do better. You'd do better. Now, it was a terrible takeoff, both of them. But again, Jack pulled away and ran way faster. Am I crazy to think that this has been more of a roller coaster season than most? The Phillies have had some years where it's like month to month they're different.
Mm-hmm.
It does feel like week to week. I might seem like the crazy one. I feel like they are making me crazy.
Oh, no. The number one thing I'm realizing is that I'm not built for this stuff.
Maybe I'm not either, except it's our job. I just feel like there's been weeks where they look great. Like they had Ben Davis said last week that series against Seattle was the best series he saw them play in 5 years. And then 5 days later,
they got rolled.
They got rolled. It's the same team. They went to Pittsburgh and got swept. They played the Dodgers here and beat them. That's why every day I'm like, I don't know what I'm getting. All I know is this, right now, I'm down. 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls, final hour. Do we need another? He'll give a quick clue. We didn't give a third clue for Hughes.
We got to get a third clue. The third clue is, this is a famous children's character.
Oh, that changes things. It's a famous children's character, big in the 90s.
And he made a questionable move yesterday that really ran Kyle hot.
He did. All right, there's your third clue. We got to get a winner in the 1 o'clock hour with the tickets to Deshaun and Michael Vick, their teams at the Link on October 30th. All right, 215-592-9494, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.